You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And this show always consists of two parts, in which the second part is a shamanic healing ritual, which is focused on pulling you out of your inner involvement with everything, right? All these thoughts, all these feelings, to pull you out of there and to lead your attention to the wide, open, peaceful space that you also are, but only on a different level. Because if you would observe right now in this moment, for instance, if you pay some attention, you can clearly see that you just exist, that you just are. And you exist when there are no thoughts. You also exist when you have no feelings or no opinions. You just exist. As a matter of fact, if you observe it, you can see that you just exist right now. And a thought arises, so to speak, within you, within this open state of being. And as soon as something arises for us, it catches our attention. And it captures our attention. And it pulls you along into the thought. And then the thought develops into a little story. And, well, this little story becomes your little story. Get into an angry thought, and you will see that you will become angry. And so what you get into will, you know, will develop. And I think that's what the Tibetans call the wish-fulfilling jewel. And maybe you've heard about it. Is, you know, the higher thing is the wish-fulfilling jewel. Because, you know, if you look in this way at things, you can see what you give attention unfolds. It fulfills a wish. You choose, conscious or unconscious, to give attention to something. And that develops, that unfolds for you. So you could say, yes, it's wish fulfilling. The only thing is, I think that our attention mainly flows into things for which we are not conscious. If you just look right now all the time, you know, what you give attention, it's, well, let's say of various qualities. There are not only positive things you give attention, so these things develop. You also give a lot of attention to judgments, to opinions, to all these sort of things. And of course, that will also, you know, unfold within your perception. So this whole work we are involved in, it has all to do with this. Try to get hold on this mechanism of attention. Because it doesn't matter what you do, but 99% of the time, no matter what we do, our attention is divided. We think about different things. You can be doing the dishes and thinking about the moon. You can be thinking about your neighbor. It has nothing to do with where you actually are. And then we are not there where our life is. Our life is here, right now, in this moment. This where you are is where your life is, isn't it? And you might dream of other places. You might think of other places, not other times, not other people. But the fact is, you are just here. And we found the more of your attention is here, right now, where you are, and the more fully you can experience what is here right now. And I think that's a big advantage, because when you're caught up in your own things, you cannot see what is there. So how can you effectively react to what's there if you're not there? So I think, you know, the first thing we always focus this on is, you know, get hold of this mechanism of attention. If you get a little bit grip on this, you will see that your life will dramatically change, and you will get grip by letting go. That's the trick. The trick is getting grip by letting go. And what we try to do here in the West is all the time we try to organize everything, ensure everything, structure everything, and to define everything, but it makes it all filled in. It makes it all defined. And then it has to be like that. When I'm angry, I look at an angry world. And not the world is angry, but
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
And because it's so crucial that you get grip on this whole mechanism of attention. In our work, just about everything is focused on that. It's also the same with the ritual. It's not music, it's an energetic impulse meant to shake you a little bit loose from all these things that captured your attention, all these dreams, all these thoughts, all these, yeah, whatever there all is on the inside, to shake you loose from these things and your attention, and to free your attention, so to speak, to feel your field of attention so it can be open. And the more open it is, the more fully you can experience what is here, of course. And so that's the main idea about this sort of work, in my opinion anyway, is to get hold of this mechanism. And all the techniques you might learn, for instance, I had a school for a long time, you teach people also techniques. All the techniques you can learn in all these courses and things, it's only a trick to learn to focus your attention on something specific.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
And today it's the 21st of December, and it's the shortest day of the year. And although down here in southern Spain it's a beautiful day, very sunny, it is the day in which there is the smallest amount of light, the smallest amount of daylight. And from here on, you know, light will grow for 6 months. We'll get more sunshine, more hours of light. So you could say this is the darkest moment. And the funny thing is, you see in many cultures and traditions around the world that these points get celebrated. The point that the light, you know, is at the darkest and starts growing again. And very often, you see this ancient, I could say, archaic, I think you call it, pattern which is there. You see this gets translated, for instance, in Christianity with the birth of Christ. Oh, who's Christ? Well, it's the light. So it's the return of the light. And you see in many traditions that these special days are connected with these, let's say, cosmic events. So also today. And I think it's also, if we look at, let's say the state of humanity anyway, I think, yes, this might almost be our darkest hour. And let's definitely hope for some light. And let's look forward to that there's more light coming. Because in my point of view, what is lack of light, I think has a lot to do with that you're locked up. Locked up in your own thing, in your own dream, in your own perception, in your own truth. And it's only your interpretation. And in general, this gets colored very much, as I said before, with all stuff from your childhood. So I suggest today we celebrate the return of the light. And I wish you a very good time. I wish you a very happy and joyous Christmas and celebrations for the coming month.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.